Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study mad fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable in the middle. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, ahead to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
What's up, y'all? This is the True Grudge Racing Channel, and I am your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago, Illinois. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouth, from Set on Kill, and the man on the ones and twos, Brother Shaky, the infamous street legend himself, Brother Shaky from the Shy. Another great Thursday. We are here. It's cold. Man, I just can't believe it. It's cold, but it ain't cold in Florida. Man, them people is down there at the Super Bowl. Do you hear me? Thursday night already. They're getting it on. Oh, man, somebody need to give me an update. Mouth is not on the show tonight, so man, y'all come on, just give us some updates. Anybody got some updates, man, press one button. I'm gonna come back to the board in 1 second. Let me give a shout out to my sponsors as always, but Leroy, the Clocks Off crew, the 1-800 Keep It Real all day, all night, every day show, Bar None, Off the Trailer, you, everybody that participate, everybody that listen, appreciate y'all as always. It's freezing in Chicago. Somebody need to be in Florida right now. They are getting it on. I saw some a little excerpt of a couple of things. I didn't see no races though. So, man, somebody got an update. What's going on? What didn't happen already? Please tell me and everybody else that may not know. I saw it on Facebook. I saw Tidy Bowl down at live. I think Duval was live. I saw earlier, but I was working. I couldn't really look at the live feed. So, trying to get here to get on the show. So anybody that then seen some already, man, please update us because I do not know, and I want to know. I heard Zay was locked in at 6 o'clock. I don't know. Is it? I think Florida's on the. Is Florida on the same time as Chicago? No, they might be an hour different. But at any rate, hold on. Let me go back.
Let me see.
Okay. Nobody is in queue. Somebody press one button. I see y'all on here. Trying to get somebody to tell me something. Let me see. Who is on here? Press the one button. Anybody, somebody, press the one button. It don't matter who it is. Press the one button. Let me see. I can't see a thing. Let me get my glasses. Yeah, it is going down. Man, that tidy bowl is crazy, man. He is some kind of funny, man. He ain't down there playing already. It's 80 degrees. Man, what am I doing here is all I can say. I had to stay home this year. Unfortunately, I sure had to stay home. Unbelievable is all I can say. Let me see. Oh, man, what is really going on? Oh, let me go back. Let me see. Uh-oh. Jeremiah, come on.
What's the subject for tonight, Sham? What's up, baby?
What's up? I ain't even got no subject. I promise I don't. I just got on, and I'm trying to find out what happened, what's going on in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going up right now. Street King just...
You said what happened?
I said Street King just went live, so I'm jumping on right quick to see what Street King got. Just put up. He just went live. I know Duval really been the person tonight, really showing everything. You know, Duval been showing everything, man.
Yeah, I know White Castle down there. Let me text White Castle. Let me see something.
Yeah. I ain't got no word yet about Zane.
Let me see, please. Wait one second. I'm trying to double. Okay. Yeah, I had, let me see. Who else? Anybody else on the mic that can tell me something? Everybody is on live. Man, I was on the morning show. They was all on there. I just couldn't get to it. I'm trying to get some kind of updates. They was getting that gamble on. They was talking about Salty Bitch. And Teflon Don, is anybody trying to go against them for the whole weekend, notify Flop.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Is Flop done?
That's all I was hearing. I'm not sure. I don't know. I just heard them on the show. And I just heard them two cars, I just heard them say that. They man.
Yeah.
That Teflon Don is tough. I know that. Salt man, that damn vet is just unbelievable. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get an update. Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm finna look right now. I see a lot of self-proclaimed ballers are still home. They're not going.
Oh, you didn't go down there, Jeremiah?
Man, please. I leave out at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I just couldn't take all them days off, man, because you never know what might happen. I might need a day or something. So I wanted to go down on Thursday, but I said, no. Said I'll save a day because ain't nothing really going on. It's going down tomorrow. That's the date. It's going down tomorrow, bro. It's going to be ugly. So I'm like, yeah, no, I need to be down there first day in the morning.
Yeah, this is true. The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be.
Let me see.
A lot of more.
Yeah, I know he live right now. Let me see. I saw White Castle on the line. See, and Brother Shake, talk to me.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm feeling good today. You okay today?
Man, I can't complain about nothing, man. And if I was, I wouldn't even say nothing. Ain't nobody trying to hear
nothing. Man, God is good. We here, right?
This is true.
We alive. We showed up.
This is true.
Showing out. People down
there still
doing their thing. Yeah,
yeah, they trying to get it on.
What's up, Mr. Jeremiah?
Hey,
what up, Shaggy? How you feeling, man?
Man,
I'm good, boy. I appreciate you. You my Facebook friend, boy.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely appreciate you, man.
Girl, a lot of good stuff on there.
What up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
What's going on? What's happening?
What's going on?
In Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio, we good.
What's
the
temperature
up there, girl? Girl,
baby.
43.
I think we got 43
degrees.
Oh,
y'all
cold, too.
Okay.
Freezing up there.
Yeah, he's freezing. Maybe 51
tomorrow.
Ooh, 51
and sunny.
We don't think it was here. Okay. You know, it's a different ball game here.
Damn, man, there you go. There you go with that bullshit.
You
reach over
and
get you.
All weekend.
Hey, enjoy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey,
let me see who these people is. 708-7243. Who is that?
What's up, Big Sam? Double D. Come on,
what's up, Double D?
Double D.
I woke up early. I didn't want to miss no action. I said, "Bob,
hey, you ain't going to Florida." Oh,
no,
damn,
no,
Brother Lee. Your mic open.
No, sir. I was trying to see what happened. Yeah, with that rate.
Yo, I ain't got 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I ain't got no update. I ain't heard nothing.
They were supposed to race at 6 o'clock. What happened? Did anybody
8 o'clock.
Know?
I think it was 8 o'clock. Was 7 o'clock.
They got paid to punk out, man.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. They just fucked somebody up, man.
Boy, they made a hell of a pass, boy.
He got paid to punk out, and then he went down beside the guy, but they staggered their leaves, man.
Oh.
One left, then the other one waited and left.
Bub driving?
Oh, really?
Yep. Bub's driving.
Yeah. Bub driving
his car? Oh, so it's true.
Yeah, Bub driving his car.
Yeah, Antoine Brown driving.
Look. Oh, man.
Y'all thought it was a joke, Sam.
I don't want to be biased.
I like the way Bull drive that car better.
Man,
Bull,
that man made a hit.
I can't believe
man,
it.
I like the way he drives that motherfucker, man.
I can't make that determination after seeing Bull make one hit, is what I'll say,
man.
One or two hits.
I don't know, man.
That nigga, they just killed a lot of people, though, man. How you going to put them up?
No, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm just trying to say, that's all bad drivers out here.
I'm just kind of happy seeing that. Man, Bull drove hell out that car, man. So just in case, I got it. Hey, watch this. You know, sometimes you got to clear stuff up on these different back lines and these shows because you get bitch ass niggas that'll take what you say. And they'll run your words different.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I want to make sure it's known. No, my boy
wasn't
the baddest driver.
Oh, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you see as the
What do you see as
the major difference in Bub driving as opposed to Zay?
Nothing. Just Zay standing on side of the car like a boss is supposed to. But go ahead.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear what you said.
I said the major difference is Zay standing on side of the car like a boss is supposed to.
It's some other things other than the performance of the car or the handling of the car itself going on with you. Yeah.
No, I don't think there's no different handling of the car or no. I mean, I think Ray
that's,
has
just, that's what
those.
I'm saying. I think you're misinterpreting me. I'm saying it's some other things going on that influence your decision as opposed to the handling of the car between the two drivers.
Oh, yeah.
You see in that, maybe it's equal or whatnot,
yeah,
but it's some other things, I got
I think that Zay got a very, very nice piece because it takes, when a driver just jumps in your car and don't have an opportunity to have pass
there
after pass and pass, that,
you
I think
go.
You got to give
him
a
run,
you,
man.
Hey, Tim House. Let me get this understood.
Okay.
I don't believe that theory that you're saying and that Jeremiah's saying about a motherfucker jumping car to car, but I think Bub is a good driver, a real good driver.
Yeah.
That's all
but,
I'm saying. I'm not discrediting him in any way.
You can't just
get
in your car and think it's going to be a great car. I mean, if you don't have a good car. If
but
you got a good car, and then it's easier to drive a car when it's set up real nice.
That's right. You're right. You're exactly right. But at the same time, you see a man make one pass and he may win a grudge race in the car or what have you, and you're going to say he better than a guy that's been handling the car since he had the car. Had the car built, knows that.
Yeah.
I don't see that. I don't
but
see
I
that. The only difference I see in Bub and Zay is the weight, and I don't think that's much more significant because Zay is an excellent driver as well.
Yes.
Now, let me say this in conjunction with what you said. I agree 1,000% what you said. And when you said what you just said, you said exactly the sentiment of what I was thinking of the weight difference. To me, the car just looked, I don't know, it just looked different to me. And I know if you lighten up, let's just say you lighten up 140, 200, whatever, 300, 500, 1,000.
Oh, yeah, I believe in that.
The car don't look different. The car don't look different. Now, like I said, there is not a lot of people that could, I like what you said also.
Stop right there, Jeremiah. Stop right there. What difference do you see when they drove it and hit it with a, and him drove with
I'm not
the
saying,
right,
I'm not saying that there,
I'm not
going to
if you just said
that
you're
there, there
the first Jeremiah, you just said you can see the difference. You cannot tell the difference when they drive
so
past
that
nigga.
I'm
gonna see the difference if I can run 97 miles per hour in a car and I put a lightweight man in and he go 99. Can I see that?
Right. You ain't gonna see that, no, you're not gonna see that.
So again, you take my word. You don't take my word.
Okay, well, break it down to it, Jim, Mike. Break it down to it.
This is what I'm saying again, first of all. I'm excited at the fact that my boy is where he should be as a boss and has made it to where he is. He's watching somebody else do it. He can get in the car and do it if he wants to, but why not have somebody else do it? I like that, first of all. The second thing I like is that man probably weighs a little less than Zay. I like that. So for me, it may just be a trick of the eye. Does not mean that it's factual. But it looks good, just all around. I mean, I'm not just speaking of fast. I'm speaking of it looking good, just the whole – I'm not a hater. So watching my man sit out there and line his car up and tell this person what to do, how to do that, that as a whole looked good to me. Watch this, Three Love. When you got out your car and you put Petey in the car, that looks good to me that you walk in the
car. But you know why? You know I got out my car? Yeah, Mike. You know why I got out my car? You know why? You know why?
I broke my arm
in my car.
You know
why?
My arm
will never be back in the right. My arm will never be right. So that's why I got out of my car. You think I want to be out of my car? Hell fucking no. I would be making ass while I drive my car. My son, listen to me.
Yeah.
My son and me, we drive the car the fucking same. He just cut better life than me. That's it. That's all. He cut better than me. He leave better than me on the street. That's it. That's all.
But then watch this then. Then y'all don't drive the car the same then, Three Love. Y'all don't. If the
don't.
Man cut a better.
It's your mic. It's your mic.
I'm
going to
give you my
opinion. Listen to me.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening to your opinion.
Okay, so my opinion is this right here. If you telling me that man cut a better light than you, that means to me he drives that car better than you.
No, he do not. He just leave. He just, you leave from the tree, that's it. You cut a better light off the tree, that means you drive better than me. You got a better light than me.
Right.
If you cut a better light than me and run 10 on,
he
cut a better light than me and run 10 on. I cut a light and run 10 on, that means you drive better than me? Maybe want to come
okay,
to this
so I got a question. I got a question for you. I got a question for you then, Thilo. And maybe Flop can jump in. Maybe, you know, Sham, whoever else want to jump in. And this is a yes or no. Real quick, do you have an electronic shifter or an air shifter in your car? Yes or no?
Oh, air shifter in my car.
Okay, so you have an air shifter in your car. So to me, you all wheel drive exactly the same because all you got to do is hold the wheel. The car gonna shift. The car gonna shift at the same.
But you
place,
just, but you just, and what you just, but look what you just said, Jeff Mike. You said Peter got better than me. He got better light than me.
Okay.
The car gonna shift at 7,000. If I'm driving or you driving it,
right?
It's gonna shift at 7,000. If I'm driving, you driving, it's gonna shift at the same point. But that doesn't mean shit. He didn't leave out the truth
okay.
better. He just cut better light than me. That's
so
it. That's all.
So
he's not driving the car better than me. He's not driving the car better than me.
Okay, so it's the drivability of. Okay, I'm gonna say it like this, then, right? So some people feel as though Lonnie drove my Regal better than Scotty drove my Regal. Now, here's the whole thing: I have an electronic shift in the car, all of that stuff, you know, good, nice stuff in the car. Here's my thing: all you gotta do with my car is let the trans brake go. Yeah, my car might be slow. That's cool. All that, ha ha ha. Right? You let the trans brake go. That car goes straight as an arrow. It don't move. It don't shake. It don't bake. It don't quake. Now, somebody could say, oh, well, man, you got an electronic shift in the car. But watch this. Scotty cut a better light than that man. Scotty has, for some, I don't know how, don't know, but Scotty has driven that car faster than Lonnie has ever driven that car. I can't explain it. I don't know. But it's the same tone in the car. The shift to shift at the same point in the car. I don't know. Scotty drives the car better than than Lonnie did. Now, I'm not saying that that man drove the car better. What I'm saying is it's a good look. I don't want to get away from the main point. All I'm saying is, hey, it's a good look. That car looked damn good. To me, I said, man, that car damn it looked fast. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's, I don't know. I'm just happy at the point that my buddy is in the position where he could be a boss right now, where he should be. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah. Terrio, what's happening, all y'all? Would it be
go
that
ahead,
the boy is lighter than Scotty? Would it be that the boy is lighter than Scotty? If Scotty lighter, the car going to go faster. What are you talking about?
In my situation, Terry, Scotty is heavier than Lonnie, bro. In my situation, Scotty is heavier than what Lonnie was.
Well, if the car going faster with a heavier person and your car shifts on its own, either somebody cracking gas or something because it don't make sense. What Three Lug is saying is automatic.
Hey,
if a person got a better reaction time, his son may be better reaction than him, but he could drive the car. The car going to, I mean, a person could react that you got a quicker reflex than the next man. But driving ability, if the car gets a little shaky, what's that? What's that?
A better reaction time do not make the car go faster.
Right.
No,
I
know
that.
That's what I'm trying to. No, no. I'm not saying
the car
going to
run the same thing whenever you leave off that line. Going to run the same damn thing.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying that the reaction time made better. I'm going off of what Three Love said. His son got a better reaction time than him, but that don't make his son, that don't make him the better driver.
When
he there you go.
He's going to get from point A to B quicker, but the car going to run the same
run the same.
Time.
So run the same
there, there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
You can sit there and wait till the light turns green and sit there. And take off.
There you go.
A whole 10 there seconds later, the car going to still run the same time that
thank
it was going to run.
Thank you.
Right, car going to put it on. It's his own 7 days. And you're getting a better reaction time off your tree.
That's what I'm trying to tell. That's what I'm trying to tell Zay. I mean,
Jeremiah. I'm not
as significant as everybody thinks. Oh, Jeremiah weighs 275. Skin weighs 165. Oh, man, that's 110 pounds lighter. That don't necessarily
your car
mean
gonna go faster. Shit. The hell it don't.
It might show the way.
I tell you what. Put a hundred pound sack of potatoes on your back and put 50 pounds on somebody else's back and see who gonna run faster. Man, you crazy as hell. Wait, make a big deal.
Are they saying you're gonna run faster if you have a
a lighter person in your car. So that's what I'm hearing. That sounds stupid. That sounds dumb. Because if I was taught rule of thumb that Flop, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you would know. I was taught rule of thumb every 100 pounds is a tenth or a half a tenth if
that's
you're going
incorrect.
To the eighth.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
Okay.
But let me say this, Jeremiah, and this is the part that's tricky. It's going to be a difference. You may not see it in ET or mile per hour. It may be the fact that the rod bearings ain't getting beat up as much in the motor. So it may result in longevity of the motor. But it's going to be, I believe
man.
In weight reduction myself. Trust me, I do.
Okay.
But it don't always
okay.
show up in the mile per hour or in the ET.
Shit.
Again,
if two people drive the car the same way, if two people drive the same way, if two people drive that car the same, and you 100 pounds heavier than me, I'm going to go faster than you. If we drive the car the same and shift point the car shifts and everything the same.
Terry,
yeah.
Terry, listen to me, Terry. Leon on the phone. You ask Drag. Leon will drive a Kelly car. Leon, Drag is 200 pounds heavier than Leon. Drag went faster than Leon in the Kelly car. And Leon lighter than Drag, so it's how you drive a car. And the weight ain't got shit to do with it.
Yeah,
it's how you drive a car.
It's how you drive it.
It's how you drive
but
a car.
But the weight
hey,
you have
so,
to do
so
with
I
it.
Got a question. I got a question for you then, Freelove. In that type of situation, right? Now, if
mm-hmm.
you're talking about having an air shifter or an electronic shifter in your car, is Drag actually driving that car better than this man versus just letting the trans brake go and holding the foot to the gas? What is he doing different? Or correct me, I just want to know from my knowledge because I feel like
I can't answer that. I can't answer that question, yet, Mike.
Okay.
I can't answer that question.
Okay.
For you. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I don't
know.
One person my head. Listen to me. One person my head. Feet. To the flow on the trans brake, one person had his seat three quarter way to the flow on the trans brake. You don't know.
There you go. There you go. So that means that don't mean the weight didn't struggle.
Right.
They didn't leave it
right. Or anything. Yeah, but that's one driver better than the other driver. If that weight, 200 pounds is a lot, and 200 pounds to me, the car gonna go faster. It's a lot. You put 200 pounds
all
the time, more in your car.
Terrio. Man,
Terrio.
Hey,
hold on.
To make a difference in the ET, but you all have to remember, weight distribution, that weight has to be distributed in the proper places. You could take 100 pounds out of a car and slow it down as well as speed it up.
Correct.
As far as the 100 pounds, And ET wise, when they give you those specs, they basically doing those with pro stock cars, which is a car that's practically maxed out, not what we messing with. So every 100 pounds goes equal to 100 or 10. That is the common figure, but it's not truly correct when you look at the type of cars that we messing with.
You know what, low ride? I put weight in my car. Weight in my car, make my car go fast. Weight make my car speed up.
Weight distribution.
You know why? Because you get
it's track. Not just weight. It's
right.
Where the weight is placed. It's the distribution of the weight. Weight out the center of a car, you want to start taking weight out of the center and working your way backwards more so than forward. But it's a formula that you have to go by.
But see, I was told
to get the weight distributed correctly.
Now, I'm going to tell you this, please, Brother D. I was told opposite of what you're saying, though. You right as far as start in the middle. I was told you start in the middle and you head towards the front. You don't want the weight of your car for purposes of the radio. You don't want the weight out the back of your car. You want it out the front of your car.
Well, see, so I was just saying a few minutes ago, I said that form is based upon pro stocks. See, now you working with the tire that you're working with, the setup that you're working with, and that's what you have to base it on. You got to first accept and come to a grip with yourself. This is what I'm going to do here, A, B, C, and then you can move your weight around that. But Brito just said something that's so true. You can add weight to your car and speed it up if you put it in the proper place. That's why I keep going back, distribution. Weight has to be distributed so much weight per axle is what make that car work.
It's called scaling
this
the car.
There you go.
I got one more question. I can be wrong and I can be right. Do y'all know why they got out of the car and put that boy in that car? Do y'all know why? It's just my opinion. The man cut a better light than Zay. That's why he put the man in the car. He cut a better light than Zay. That's it. That's all.
Bug got a better lighter than Zay.
That's it. That's all.
Maybe cutting that tree down.
That's your opinion. And I respect your opinion.
And he can finally see his car go down the track without him driving it. He can see what everybody else see. He ain't never seen his car go down the track. Ain't nobody else never drove it.
Hold on, Jerry. I'm going to ask Ken a question. Ken, do you think somebody, and we're going to use Shine just as an example, do you think you can get in your Supra and drive it as well as you do? Never having been
not,
in one?
Not the first time.
Right. I'm saying it's going to take them a couple of times to figure out what's going on with this car.
Yeah, I don't believe he can, I tell him everything to do, unless he just know what to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of car.
But you know what I'm saying?
He don't know the sweet spot probably.
You can't use skin because skin's gonna let you shift in it.
Hey, Skin, you're right.
Even if he owned another, his not going to react and drive just like yours.
They could be very similar,
but it's going to be something different.
Yeah.
You might be right.
You know what, I'll be honest with you, man. The funny thing about it is somebody has gotten in somebody's car that I know and picture why they shifted the car before the electronic shifter came in, and the car actually went faster. So he found out that the sweet spot was not at this RPM, it was at this RPM because the car went faster. Then when he put it right there, it consistently went the same every single time. It wasn't dramatically faster, but you know what I'm saying. It was just a little faster. You know what I'm saying. So I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess that'll work. Hey, I guess you're right about that. I just don't believe that Bug can cut a better light than Zay. I don't believe it. Bug might cut a better light than Zay, but Bug can't cut a better light than Zay under pressure. I don't believe it. I don't believe it, bro. He cannot cut a better light than Zay under pressure.
Let me add one more thing, too, Jeremiah. Let's just take the history, and I'm only focusing on Zay. How many times have they ever been actually left on? Very few, if any. He ain't never been left on. So how many of his races have ever been decided by a fingernail at the strike?
None of them that I can think of.
Okay. So now let me make this final point. Okay, with 100 pounds being a tenth, Or in some cases, but like D said, that's pro style. But
Nanny left on Zay before.
Lenny left on Zay before and once their very first race. So I just wanted to correct Jeremiah on that.
Okay. No,
I'm on that.
I know that. I just put that in there.
Let me say this. With the races being decided by 800ths of a second, which they've probably not been, what's the difference then in Zay and Bub in the car?
My way of saying it, and hopefully everybody understands what I'm saying, I'm looking at it from a fact of seeing my homeboy looking like
I get what you left.
Standing outside looking at his car go. Like, that's
hey,
look better than me.
I really hate to say it, but you looking at it from a status quo. Hey, there you go. They don't win the races, Mike.
I'm just saying from as looking at my brother, right? It's like, damn, my brother is on the stage the way he's supposed to be or belong on the stage the way, you know what I'm saying, where he, I can't really explain it right now. I know how I want to say it, but I got to be careful because I know sometimes what I say, words get tangled up. So what I'm saying is I just appreciate seeing my brother on the stage the way he's on the stage, being able to sit on the side of his car and stand there and see his car go down and pick that W up. And everybody slap them high
fives. No, I'm going to say something to fuck your head up. What look better? Is they jumping the whole car in or they standing on the sideline already? Which one look better?
Say it one more time. I didn't hear you.
What look better? Is they driving his own car and whooping the nigga ass or they standing on the sideline? Somebody's driving the car whooping the nigga ass. Which one look better?
See, that's a loaded question, though, love, because to me, it's going to look better with him driving the car and whooping that ass. But, I mean, you know, they don't really care about the look. They care about the bag. So, shit, he don't care how the bag comes for real.
I'm just saying what you were saying. You just said you look good to you for him standing on the outside. Well, look, yes, I go down the track. All that sounds good. That's all. Now, I ain't got nothing against Zay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still going to whoop his ass. Okay, for me putting his car. I'm still going to run it. I'm gonna let you know that. I'm just saying, but what you're saying, you contradict yourself, Jeremiah.
Okay.
Zay is a damn good driver. Listen to me. Zay is a damn good driver. I give a man his props, but I'm gonna be quiet, man. I'm talking.
Oh Lord, come on, man. We on the show, man. We talking, man. We
get in there for a second, Jeremiah. I want to say this and get out your way. I want, hey, Rick Sham, are you there? I want you to make sure you make note of this. I want to say this. Everybody's giving Bub credit right now. Oh, he's a good driver and all that. If he ever get in it again and the car gets loose or he lose, don't beat the man up like y'all are known to do.
They're going to do that.
That's the nature of the beast,
we'll
man.
Change up on you in a minute, boy. These people are going to change up on you.
But you know what, though? You can't even be mad at that, though, because that's the nature of the beast, man. That's just kind of how that goes. That's like you could save 500 people on the mission and two people die. They are not going to talk about the 500 you saved. They're going to talk about the two that you should have saved. So that's just kind of like the nature of the beast, man. That's like Zay, okay? Everybody was jumping from man, they were swinging off treetops when that light malfunctioned at 41. They was able to get away with that money, right? Now, watch this. We all know the tree malfunction. It ain't no secret in that. That tree malfunction, the man car never moved. But it was the fact of, man, finally we got the head of the chief. Why? Because they went like 18 and 0, 20-something or whatever he did after he finally got his car together. Yes, he got beat by Cadillac Sam and all of that. But I'm saying the man went on like an 18 and 0 killing spree for 1 year or 2 years, have it happen. They were not going to talk about the killing spree he went on. All they talked about was the fact he lost at the life. The man never moved. Yes, like
that. That's life, Jeremiah. That's what they talk about. That's life. They'll never get the people to talk about what they're doing. They want to catch you with your pants down. That's how you get their glory talking shit about them, motherfucker. They're going to talk nothing good, but they're going to talk all negative shit about you. That's just life.
Yeah.
truth of the matter is that, Trey, Jeremiah, we know this to be true. It's not fair. Nothing is fair in the world today of racing. But you're only as good as what you can do tomorrow. What you did yesterday is in
Thank
the history books.
Thank
what
you,
you did today
Thank
is
you.
On its way to the book.
Thank you.
If you can't do it
Thank
tomorrow,
you.
And truly, let me show y'all something. We ain't got to just look at drag racing. Shaquille O'Neal was the most dominating player to ever play ball. He made a career of getting his elbow up, hitting people in the side of their neck, knocking them off of him. As soon as he showed one inkling of a decline, they became fouls then. See, because he was no longer the best. You only as good as what you can do
there
tomorrow.
And you almost had it be where you 100% right.
It's
like, don't you know, everybody, everybody would love to see old boy Mayweather get his ass whooped. Although he's 51 and 52 and over, he's dominant. But the minute he get that ass whooping, they're going to remember. They're going to say, yeah, that motherfucker beat his motherfucker ass, man. Is this the nature of the beast and the way life
is? Yeah, that's the nature of the beast, man.
You as good as your last race. So you talking about that 18 and 0 and all that. Ain't nobody going to remember. What they remember is what you done yesterday. And
hey,
that's
Terry,
what
how many guys?
I mean that.
How many guys you got, Terry, that was the baddest hoopers in they area, right? Everybody know they couldn't be whooped. Nobody cares about what you did 10 years ago. A lot of people are going to care about what you
Well,
that's,
it comes at the debate. Jeremiah, they care what you did 10 years ago if you away from the game. If you ain't playing no more, you got that star that says that's what you done, you're not playing no more. But as long as you playing in this life, as long as you playing this drag race game, I don't give you 150 and 0. And you still running now and you get your ass whooped two or three times, they're going to say, yeah, motherfucker, what you doing now?
Hey, Jeremiah.
You, Terry.
Jeremiah.
Let me say this right quick.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Right quick. Go ahead.
Perfect example. Tom Brady get called a GOAT, didn't he? He retired on the top, didn't he? He came back, didn't he?
There you go.
And now they talk about him like he a dirty dish rag.
Yeah.
Every time he throw interception.
There you go. There you go.
Every time he throw interception,
I don't know who it was, but I heard somebody say some of the dumbest shit to Terrio last week. I just sat on the phone quiet. I ain't even want to talk, man. But I said, how do you talk to somebody and say you ran them out the game, but they still in the game and you not in the game? How did you retire them? I don't. Maybe I heard it wrong, but I think I heard it right. Yeah, somebody said, well, I retired you, but it's like, well, how did you retire me and I'm still in the game? I just decided not to race you anymore for whatever the reason is. Maybe you're stronger than me, or maybe you don't bet how I bet. Maybe we just decided to. So I don't really understand. I guess more so for some people, it's just the ego of feeling like, you know, I'm better.
Is this shit talking? Now, see, is this the shit talking, what you going back to saying the nature of the beast? We're going to talk shit to try to ruffle or this, whatever, whatever. But as long as you know what you're doing and you know how you playing, what the fuck you give a fuck about what a motherfucker think? As long as you in this motherfucking game and you try to get your ass down and run, man, that shit is just the nature of the beast.
Just to save face
or whatever.
Yeah. Because my opinion right now,
that's all it is.
As it pertains to the city of Chicago for the type of cars we have right now, they is top dog. Until he beat.
You can't be top dog. You can't be top dog if you don't race in your own city, man. Come on now. How are you top dog once you done? This is a matter of opinion. You got your matter of opinion. How can you be top dog that once you say, hey, man, the only way I'm going to play you, man, is if we go here. But you used to play here. But now you saying, oh, no, hell, I can't play you now.
Do you believe in evolution, Terry?
But you go here.
Do you believe in evolution?
Hey, man. No. If you got a
home
track, if you got a
home
track, if you got your home track, you got your opinion. If you got your home track, man, and your home fans wants to see you play at home, but the Bulls said, man, well, you know what? I ain't going to play you in the championship game unless we play across the world. Man, well, how about your home team? They, you used to do it at home.
So I got a question.
That shit you're talking.
Have you ever seen a championship fight? I got a question. Have you ever, you're a boxer, right? Have you ever seen a championship fight happen somewhere else other than the city that both of those boxers come from?
Yeah. Yes, you have. Hey, them motherfuckers will play at home if you started at home. I mean, you owe it to your home team if this where you play at. You dominant, you a bad motherfucker. Listen, this is my opinion. You a bad motherfucker once you can whoop a motherfucker ass at home, outside, next world, the next town or whatever. That's a bad motherfucker. But that once I say, hey, man, the only way I'm going to play you, unless you come over here, how the fuck am I a bad motherfucker? How am I bad?
But Terry,
I'm just saying, well, guess what? I beat you.
He's
How did he do that? Hold it. They never whooped me at 41. I beat myself.
Terry-o.
You call a motherfucker that. Hold it. Let me hold it. Let me ask you a question. Ass whooping is once a motherfucker, what I consider ass whooping, is once two motherfuckers go down the track or you just beat a motherfucker ass. If a motherfucker disqualify himself, hold it. If a motherfucker disqualify himself at the beginning of a race, And you didn't have to make the pass. You won the money, but you didn't beat the motherfucker's ass. He lost the race. I lost the race. The man won the money. But did he beat me? But hold it. I'm asking Jeremiah, did he beat me?
Yes,
he did. He won the money. Man, he won the money, man. How did he beat me and you didn't have to make the pass? It's winning the money that's a two game that's a two edged sword to me. Okay, yeah, then
you
won the money.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If somebody red light, do they win the money or they beat you?
They win the money.
So they
win the money.
You.
They disqualified. There you go. That they didn't beat me, but they won the money.
No,
according to
you, I'm just asking you a question, Terrio.
Yes.
Terrio,
I'm not getting hyped.
What if you red light? Hey, Terrio, let me ask you another question. What if you red light? You know you automatically lost, and the other car go around.
Right.
Did he beat you, or did you just get disqualified?
Oh, that motherfucker beat the shit out of you. That he humiliated you.
If you red light, he won around you.
Both cars went
but
down there.
But if you red
shorty,
light and y'all
shorty.
Go through there together, but you beat him, then it was
no.
The money. He
no.
didn't really beat you.
No. If we red light and a motherfucker don't have to make the pass, you could cruise down there. How did he beat you?
I get it.
He won the money.
So you don't call that beating
him. He won the money.
I call that winning the money.
Terrio, yes, we know you want to beat my ass with your car, right? Okay.
Right.
Let's race, and if I red light, then you don't want to win the money like that. Just give me my motherfucking money back.
No.
I didn't say that.
What are you? How are you misleading what I said? I said you the money. I'm saying you won
money.
But you didn't beat my ass.
Beat me. You want to beat me, though.
Right.
Did he win the money, or did Flop beat Lil Mo?
He won the money. He automatically won the money. He didn't have to make the pass.
Okay.
Hey, look here. I grudge race for that motherfucking money. So follow me. If a motherfucker red lit on me and I won the money and I think I could whoop his ass, I'm going to tell that motherfucker, hey, man, get you some more money and get your ass back up there.
Yeah, but that ain't got nothing to do with Terrio. You just said that you think you can whoop him. He ain't making no sense.
Right.
You just made
what
a
you mean? Do you
how,
think
how,
you can?
How
you think you can whoop?
I don't understand how y'all saying
Stereo.
I don't. I don't.
Stereo,
I don't understand. I don't understand what y'all mean.
Let me tell you. If you let me tell
okay.
you, you keep talking. Well, let me tell you. Now, you just said that you just won the money if a motherfucker red light or something like that. If they don't
yep.
leave.
Right.
Okay. So why
yep.
you gotta
right.
think? If you already thought you could, let me finish, Terrio. You already thought you could win when you got up there. Man, would you please be quiet, man? You're not listening. Now, you just said you just won some money if a motherfucker red light or if a motherfucker don't leave, whatever. They just won some money. Okay, then you think you can win when you got up that end? So how the fuck you don't
yeah,
think you can win? If let me finish, Terrio.
Okay.
You keep
okay,
saying that you don't. You they just won some money. After you win the money, what do you mean? If you think you can win, you'll get back up there. Why wouldn't you get back up there? And you just said they didn't beat you. They didn't beat me. They just won some money.
Because
you
they didn't
you
have to make
the
pass.
So,
they won some money.
Shorty,
the only reason why I'm in drag racing. Okay,
I'm
well, understanding me.
Terrio,
well, you're not understanding
understand
what I'm saying.
What
you're not
saying.
Understanding what
you're
I'm saying.
I'm
in drag racing
saying.
To win the money. Okay, I'm in drag racing to win some money. That's the only reason why
okay,
I'm in.
Right there,
now,
Terrio,
I don't. I, okay.
Terrio, we
okay.
just
if
said that, man. You're saying the same shit.
I'm in it to win the money. The person won your money. Look at it as an ass whooping is.
The motherfucker won't listen to what I'm saying. But he listening to what somebody else saying. This man retired. I'm telling you that.
No, I'm listening to all this static. I'm listening to all this static going on back and forth. I'm just listening. If a motherfucker in the boxing ring and a motherfucker gets disqualified for a rabbit punch, no,
man.
It ain't about
you ain't
it's just my
yet.
Opinion. What? Okay,
right, it's
I'm
your opinion. Doing. So what are you getting off? What do you keep cutting
I'm,
me off
I'm
for? And you won't answer my question.
I'm not
you
telling you
telling me what
I didn't
you're
answer
saying.
Your question.
There we are.
Okay,
Terrio,
then what's
you
your question, man? What's your
I
question?
Tried to ask
what's your
it,
question?
I tried to ask you 10 times.
Okay, well, ask the
I
question.
I just said,
now.
When you're getting up there to race somebody, when you're getting up there to race somebody, do you think you can win?
Yes, I do.
Yes or no? Now, stop right there.
Yes,
so
I do.
You get
I just
up
said
there,
yes.
Okay, stop, man. I said stop. You won't stop. Now. So if you're getting up there and you think you can win, you're getting up there to race somebody. Okay, if you red light, you automatically lose. They didn't win the race. They just got them some money. So why do you got to think you
there
can
you
win again? Why you can't just get back up there because it wasn't no race? They didn't beat you. So why you don't just get your ass back up there? Why do you got to think
because
you can
they
win
won
to
the
get
money.
Back up there?
Because, because we got rules in the game.
You still not understanding what
we got rules in the game.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Because then you are, I don't understand what you're saying. Dude,
all
shorty,
right,
damn,
you
whatever.
What
damn,
what
no, 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 no. Damn, the object of this thing is to get some money. If
I
you
red
light like, and
road,
I win your money, and
about?
I ain't got to go back down there, okay, if you red light like, and I win your money, and if you think you can win, you want to
say
get your ass back up
there.
I'm going to say to get back
I
up there.
I said they beat you. But, I didn't say nothing about you winning
okay.
the money. I said they
okay.
won the money. You ain't listening,
okay.
man.
They won the money. They won the money.
Okay, Terrio. Okay, excuse me. You thought you were going to win.
Back up there. I can't hear you. The phone is echoing. I can't hear it. What happened now?
Well, on the skin of San Antonio, you got up the first time to run, right? And the person you
right.
red lighted, they won the money. He goes, "Why well, you think you can win? And you didn't think you won the first time. You didn't got up there. So why you think you got to win the second time? You shouldn't have put that think in there. Y'all just said I run you again. Don't put the
plain and simple. That's all
but,
I asked the man.
But,
he didn't
but,
even understand
see,
the
okay.
think part. He
but
didn't even
see,
understand.
Shorty, you got to think you can win because you don't
man.
Know. You don't know if you can
Terrio,
win or not.
And I just said, if you thought you can win the first time, why do you got to rethink it? If you red light
it
and they just won them some money, they didn't beat you. So why don't you just get your ass back up there? That's what I said. You're not listening.
It's the same
You're not listening
thing,
to the words that's
thing.
Coming out of my mouth. No, it's not.
It's the same thing. Because if you had to think you could win the first time, then run them the first time.
And
you had to think you could win
it.
To get up there from day
you
one.
You already thought it. That's why you got up in the beans. Because you thought it already.
Right.
You thought through the whole thing already.
So now
you
still think you could win. You ain't going to get back up there if you don't think you can win.
I know that. You just, no. That's not what you said. You said if I get up there and I read, like, they just won us some money. They didn't beat me. And if I think I can, let me finish, man. Do you know what if means? If I think I can win, then I'll get back up there. But if I don't think I can win, I won't get back up. That's what you're saying. How you not going to think you can win when all they did is won them some money? They didn't beat you.
Okay, now I'm going to answer that.
So you don't understand what I'm saying?
No, because you're not understanding what I'm saying.
But you just said they didn't make no pass.
If a person,
you said they didn't even go through.
Right.
You're not listening, Terrio.
Right.
You said they didn't make a pass.
Now there you
they
go.
Just cruised down there because they got them some money.
Right. There you go. There you go.
I don't know what that means. You ain't saying nothing.
Okay. They didn't make the pass. So now we at square one again. You think you can win?
I know. But you said, I think I can win. You said, if.
Oh, man.
You put the word if in there.
That's. Oh, okay.
Like you had to reevaluate the shit.
No.
You had to reevaluate the shit.
No.
I got a question.
Okay. It's never reevaluated. The if can. What happened with me and Man Zay? What do you mean?
After that happened with you and Zay, why didn't you get back up there?
I was out of money. What the fuck you mean? Why didn't I get back up there? I was out of money. What
Terrio,
you mean?
You lied.
You
Terrio.
Can't raise on ass.
You lied, Terrio.
Hey, Shorty.
You had a bankroll. You
Shorty.
Sold it to me, man.
Shorty.
You didn't run out
Shorty.
Of no damn money, man.
I lost $5,000. No,
Terrio.
I couldn't cover another
Terrio.
$5,000.
You didn't run out of money.
I'm not going to. Shorty. I'm not going to never get back up there just to win my money back. I lost over $5,000.
So if you lose
$5,000, I didn't come out there with no
$10,000. That means you got to go for 10.
You
did, Terrio. Hey,
Shorty. If I lose $5,000,
I don't
even
get into that,
at
man.
Least
you know
hey,
I know.
No.
You showed
no.
me the money,
no.
man.
If I lost $5,000, man. At least I'm going to want to run back for six or 6,500 or something. I'm going to want to win something. I'm not doing this shit to break even.
I
want
to
try to
you,
run for
the rest of. I'd have loaned you the rest of.
Other circumstances that you don't know about.
And this ain't nothing to tell you. You the one saying that did nobody win. You saying the red light don't win. You saying
the red,
all this
the red
shit
light
don't win.
To me.
That
to
shit
me,
win, man.
To me. No, it wins money, man. It's one money. But that's
your
money.
Can I tell you what you opening the door for? Let me just tell you what you opening the door for. If that's the case, ain't no motherfucker never with me then, because I'm going to come up with an excuse. My car didn't run right.
But,
if your car didn't run right, then you didn't get beat.
I'm not.
And do not
I'm
go
not
like
coming
that,
up
Terrio.
With an excuse.
You got beat, man.
Okay, that's your opinion. Just a minute, though.
Just saying that you got beat because you making up other excuses. If that's the case, then your car wasn't right. Anytime you get beat, you can come up with an excuse. You can say, my chassis
like
wasn't
that.
Right. My car wasn't right. I got it fixed.
I like that.
That's an excuse, Terrio.
I like that.
Terrio, if you
that's
red
light, like
that means you was nervous. You jumped the gun, man.
I like
you
that.
Lose.
I like
that means you inexperienced, man.
I like
you're
that.
Inexperienced.
I like
you got
that.
Fucked up. You red when I read if that's the case then Double D didn't beat me then when I red lined at the grow. That's stupid. He beat me, man. Then he turned around and gave me the break and drag race and fucked me up again, man. He fucked me up. Ain't no such thing as no motherfucker. He didn't beat me. He just won some money. Get the fuck out of here. He beat your ass, man. But you can think however you want to think. That's just your opinion. Ain't no such shit as you. Get the fuck out of here. Been all over the world. Motherfuckers red lighting for the whole championship. The fuck out of here. If that's the case, then Floyd Mayweather didn't beat you. When the referee broke the shit up, Floyd Mayweather stole on the man and knocked him out. He wasn't even ready trying to shake Floyd Mayweather's hand. The fuck out of here, nigga. You lose. And you know you lose. Get the fuck out of here. You red light, you lose, man. You ain't just won no money. The fuck out of here.
But that's KD. Mike Tyson didn't lose.
Damn, I thought this was a family show.
He was getting his ass beat. And that's the same with you.
I would never get my ass beat.
You know you was going to get your ass beat. That's why you ran like it. Because you know you was going to get your ass beat.
You knew you was going to get your ass beat.
That's why you paid a punk out. You lost the race, man.
Let me answer your question.
If your car break and you pay the punk out, bitch, you lost. Should have had your shit in order, pussy motherfucker. You should have been like NASCAR.
You should have had a whole team at the track to fix your shit, man. You a hoe. Let me tell you, you lost, man. You lost the race. You got your ass pulled out. Now I hear what you're saying. Anyway, that's your opinion.
Let me finish, though.
That's your opinion.
That's the rule. Go get in the parking race and go red light, motherfucker, or your car break. They go break the beam. You lose, man. You lost the fucking race. Ask anybody on the phone. You can ask Kid. You can ask Big Drag. You can ask any motherfucker on the phone that ever raced in their life.
I'm going to go again.
When they were bracket racing for $80 million and a motherfucker can't get up there and his car broke, who won the race?
He lost if he can't make the trip.
I did, stupid ass nigga. You don't give a fuck if your car breaks. Talking about you ain't going out on the track.
Hey,
better luck next time, you dumb fuck. That's how they go, Terrio. You're goddamn fool, man.
You're
making the whole race community look like some jackass, man.
Well, if you red light, you lost. I'm on golden grade. I lost the money. That's your opinion. There you go.
Keep getting up there and breaking your car on red light and keep saying that you didn't lose. I ain't tripping on you going back. I'm just saying you lost the race, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you lost the race, but in actuality, if a motherfucker didn't have to make the pass, you didn't. No, I didn't.
You know what you should be saying, Terrio? You know what you should be saying?
I lost the money.
Like, let's just say you go down the track and your nitrous don't work. You should say, damn, in your mind, yeah, he fucked me up. I lost the race, but I know if my nitrous were working, I think I would have won.
Why would you say that?
That's what you think.
Why would you say that? Because you don't know. No, because
you're not listening.
But,
I don't even know what you're talking
about. The person that don't know your nitrous didn't work. The world don't know your nitrous. Man, you just want to holler, man. I'm through with it, man. Because you ain't even listening. I'm trying to ask you a question, Terrio. You won't listen.
Bitch, you done whooped me on 43rd with Lil Fluky. Why you keep telling everybody you whooped me then?
I did.
The car was broke. You didn't whoop shit. According to your rules, you didn't whoop shit.
Hold it. How?
The car was broke, man.
Did you disqualify yourself?
Man, now you say how?
Did you disqualify yourself? I'm asking you a question.
Did you disqualify yourself? I'm disqualified. Whatever you say. Let me tell you, why we can't have a dialogue, Terrio? Why can't I ask you a question, you answer, and then you ask me. You should try to talk. Now listen to that question. Now listen to this, Terrio. Did I go in my garage and fix it until you get your pussy ass back up there and knock your ass out?
Yes, you did.
Did I did or not?
Yes, you did.
So do that mean I really won both races, or do that mean I won one and you really didn't win one because you couldn't win no way? Do that mean that?
You won one. Did you won one?
You not. That ain't what I just asked you, Terry O. I told you
yeah,
to
you
be literate, man.
You asked
me. I'm asking you a
you
question.
You just said that, Terry O.
Do that mean that
you really won one?
No, I did not.
Or you
I
didn't
said,
one.
Do it
you
mean? I said, do it mean
okay,
I won yeah. one? Did you win one? How did the race go? Tell me what happened. Did you win one and I won
the first
one?
Race,
or I,
the first race. Okay, let me tell you that what happened. The first race, we both left together and the cars went down the track. You was in the race until whatever happened with your car. But you didn't lose at the beginning of the race. You didn't lose at
you're
the start of the race.
I'm
you didn't lose before the race
question.
Had started.
Did you win the race or did I win the race?
Hold it. Hold it.
You
no,
not.
No,
you not.
You asked me the first
on the phone
question.
You answered my
no,
question, Terry O. Ask
yes,
anybody on the phone.
You
asked me
what
question.
Happened. You... Yes,
I
said, you asked me what happened
the race.
First question.
Terry O, listen, Terry O, listen.
I won
listen.
The race.
Listen,
I won
Terry
the race.
W-O-N,
yes.
Who won the race?
I did.
Okay, how did you win the race when my car broke? How did you win? You didn't win.
Oh.
I'm
both
Terry, I'm not
down
I'm scared.
Hold
on, listen.
Hold
Terry O, would you
okay.
please listen, man?
Let me
I'm not Terry O anymore. I mean, I'm not seeing
it
anymore.
You won't let me ask
I'm Terry O.
You won't let me
ask
you
answered it already.
You
answered it. Terry O. Terry O, you answered the question already. You won't let a motherfucker call.
Okay.
Stop. Just came in and said exactly what I was going to say. Be quiet. I already asked you. I'm through with asking you. Let me say what I'm saying now. According to Terry O, I'm Terry O. You don't win if your car break. You don't win if you red light. All this shit, you just win some money. If my car don't go down the track, you win
that
some
you
money.
Don't win if you break.
Terry
hold
O,
it. You I never said that you don't
lie,
win.
Man.
I never
Everybody
said that you don't
you
win
said,
if your car breaks.
You said you
I
just
never
win
said you don't win if your car wins. I said
no. You
I
said you win some
race.
Money. You didn't win
oh.
the race.
No, no. I said he didn't win the race. His car didn't break. I disqualified myself
That's
before
what I'm
the race
saying.
Started.
Terry O, you're not listening.
Okay,
Terry O, would you please
no,
slow down?
No, you're not listening.
Would you please slow down?
Okay.
Terry O, would you
go
please
ahead.
Slow down, man? You just said go you ahead. Won the race with me and you. How did you win
did.
If my car broke? You did not
because
win the race.
Because both cars
you said,
less. Hold it. You just asked me how
man,
did you win. Now, how can I not answer you?
Man.
Right, how
man.
Can I not right, answer
man.
You? How can I not? Hold it. Hold it. How can I not answer you? No, hold it. You don't
everybody
want to. You don't want to be correct.
Phone,
you don't want to be correct. Okay. You
ask
don't want to be correct. Hold it. Okay. I'm gonna. Okay. Let me answer. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna answer. I won because I crossed the finish line first. That before your car went down there, I crossed the finish line first. How did he win? He didn't have to cross the finish line. I disqualified myself in the door. So, hell, he won some money. He didn't win no race as far as outbeat me. Shit, that's all I'm saying. According to him, he won the race. He won the money. But he didn't have to go through the damn race to win the money, man. He won the money off the door. Motherfucker, that got disqualified. What are you saying?
Material.
If a motherfucker left, go ahead.
Saying,
go ahead.
Just don't lie. And I'm not against you, Terry. What I'm saying is, what you're saying just don't lie.
It's just a
conversation. I'm going to tell you why I say that, though. Because you leave room, you just left room for error. So technically, what Skin is saying and what I agree with is he beat you the first time. You just won the money because he had your ass faded anyway.
Came How? Back and no, 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 you're not understanding. I had to cross the finish line before he did to win.
Right, but Terry,
he never had to cross
right.
the finish
what
line.
Said,
so what I'm saying is understanding what I'm saying. Understanding what I'm saying. Before the race ever got started, I disqualified myself. He automatically won. So he won the money. He won the race. Technically, he won the money in the race. But we didn't never race, man. That's all I'm saying. He won the money according to the rules. He won the money. He won the race. He won the race without having to race it. You don't understand that? If me and you get up there and run it right now,
we
and
understand
you
that, Terry O, but you're changing it.
Okay,
it's cool. You
I'm
just
not changing it.
First you
I never
said
changed.
There wasn't no winner.
No, I didn't.
You said they didn't win. You said they just won some money.
I said
they
technically,
did not win the
no,
race.
I said
now
technically,
you saying
no,
technically
no,
they
no,
won the race.
No, no.
According
technically,
to the rules,
in the race
they didn't
world,
beat me down.
According to the race world, Yeah, according to the race world, he won the race and the money. Of course, that we race it. So you're going to say he won the race.
Right.
But he didn't have to earn it. He didn't have to go down there. He won in the door instantly. Without both guys, without both guys going down
you
the
earned.
They
got up
okay.
there.
Okay, nah.
Let me ask you a question, because for years I've been listening to what you said about me. You said that after I lost, you retired me. I'd like to understand, how did you retire me?
You haven't been back out.
Really ask.
When have you been back out?
That don't mean,
when
that
have you
don't
been
mean
back
that
out?
You retired. Well, one moment. Holy
Why not?
Holy.
Why not?
That don't
okay.
mean that you
okay.
retired me. You
why,
never say
why not?
The first part.
When are we telling you?
Is,
okay, hold
one
it.
One moment. Let me say something, bro.
Okay.
Damn, you
yes,
won't
sir.
Say, you said,
yes,
then I'm going to say what I got to say. My opinion. Go ahead.
When is the last time that you raced?
2 or 3 years ago with my Trans Am when Bam fucked me up.
No. No. Who was the last time you raced with your race car, man?
No, he just told you.
Huh?
He
just
told you, Terry O. What is wrong with
who
you?
Who am I talking to first?
That's Shaky, man. You don't even know who it is, and you asking
Shaky.
The question?
Oh, no. I thought
Terry
that was
O,
Mouse.
You couldn't be that retarded.
Hey, no, I thought that was Mouse, honestly. Shaky, you said the last time you raced, you just came back in the game, man. Was I whooped? Your ass.
This
was, did I retire?
This what you said. Wait. You didn't retire me.
Why come I did?
In my life, but you always say to the world that I
retired you. I fucked Shaky up, and who did Shaky run it after that? Hold it. Answer my question. After
hey,
I whooped your ass,
I like the way
who
you,
has,
me,
like
the
way
you
run.
Just did the look away, Shaky.
Me,
I like the way you just did the look
Shaky.
Away. Let me just Shaky. Say this.
You
just let
Terry
off the hook. You let Terry off the hook. You talking about retiring you. We was talking about this motherfucker talking about it ain't no race when they red light or some shit like that, man. But
you changed the whole
thing.
You
didn't
say
minute.
This
do
motherfucker. I
want to
ask Shaky.
Wait,
I want to ask Shaky.
One moment,
Shaky.
Let me say
with
this.
That motherfucker,
you gotta let me
with
say
that motherfucking Pontiac. Okay, I will let you say it.
Now, you don't want to go there.
Go ahead.
Ask me the question. That motherfucking Pontiac
what? Question
what?
Is that?
The motherfucking
after I
Pontiac
beat your
look.
Ass in that Pontiac,
okay,
after
well,
I beat your ass in that Pontiac, who did you
hold
race
on,
after?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Listen, let's tell the truth. The night you raced me, I beat your motherfucking ass. You went back to the west side, Bud put a motor in your motherfucking car, and you killed me. But with your ratty ass shit, I beat the fuck out of you.
Okay.
Your big block.
Okay, but.
I killed you,
okay,
bitch.
But, okay.
I killed you.
Okay,
now, what
but,
you want to say to
okay,
me now?
You did all that. What did you do after
wait,
I beat your ass?
Wait a minute.
Okay, then you whooped me. Shaky. For the record, we only ran one time, motherfucker. You was running 2XL. You ain't never ran me nothing but one time.
I beat your motherfucking ass
man,
for 2500.
Man.
You came
man,
back the next
man, did you whoop, man? We only ran one time. You only raced me one
hold
time.
On,
man. You got all timers now,
minute,
man. You got all timers.
Wait a minute. What we going to do then, we're going to call Bet. We're going to call Bud on the phone. And nigga, this is what I want to bet. I want to bet you $5,000 that I fucked you up. You came back the next day and fucked me up with Bud Motor. Now, what you want to bet now? Get the money up, nigga.
Everything. The 5,000.
Tell him the truth.
The 5,000. The 5,000. The 5,000 that Bud ain't have a motor in my car that once I beat your ass. Call him on the phone. And what have you done lately, motherfucker? Don't get mad at me and get all hostile because I beat your ass. You get in another car, I'm going to beat your ass again. It ain't no motherfucking secret, motherfucker. You will never beat me, man. Stay in your motherfucking place, motherfucker. Beep that before I make change out of your motherfucking ass. You will never whoop me, motherfucker. I'll beat your ass last and I will beat the shit out of your ass now, motherfucker. You can't fuck with me. Stay your ass on the porch.
Did you beat him or did you beat him? I beat him and I retired that motherfucker.
I'm the reason your wife divorced you, bitch.
Okay.
I came to your shop
and I'm the reason. Why come you left Chicago, motherfucker? I'm the reason why come you left Chicago, motherfucker. You the goddamn I'm the one that made you go to Brazil, motherfucker. I made you go to Brazil. Okay, then what can you do now? Talk about now, motherfucker. What can you do now? What can you do now? What can you do now? Listen to B-Sound talk show host, motherfucker. You can't play the
motherfucking
book with the big boy.
Tell the world the truth.
Okay.
You ain't never
I'll beat
shit.
Your ass
that's
last time that we race.
Carry
okay. 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 But what are they
that's
calling
right,
me now?
Bitch.
They
you
calling you skin, the motherfucking talk show host. They call you shaky, the talk
what?
Show host, motherfucker. You ain't
you
playing the motherfucking game. Get your punk ass down now. Get out now.
I got a street
okay,
car.
Yes.
If you got a street car,
okay,
I'll
that sounds like a personal
street.
Problem. That sounds like a personal
oh,
problem, motherfucker.
Man,
I got a race car, motherfucker. I got a race car,
like
motherfucker. I got a race car. Sit your punk ass on the front. Sit your punk ass on the porch, motherfucker. You can't play with the big dog, so sit your punk ass on the porch and get back on the talk show host. Because you nothing now, man. That's there what come that you self-struck you on the talk show host. You ain't no goddamn drag racer no more, motherfucker. You don't want to be. You want to be where I am. Now you want to be on the stage, motherfucker. I beat your ass.
Oh, where you at? Hello? Where'd he go?
Like I said, I got fucked up when the nigga said he retired me. Never happened. Never happened. Yeah, but that nigga got a problem. Everything got to be his way. Everything. I listen to the same old bullshit. Even when somebody tell a motherfucker something ain't right, he just got to make it right how he want to make it. That will fuck them up. I'll say this. He got to, man, all that bullshit, man. Always got to be right. That nigga always got to be right. But I'm still here talking.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. This shit happened 20 motherfucking years ago. Man, that nigga a clown.
Somebody
lying. Somebody lying. I'm still here. I'm still here. All right. Oh, okay. Damn. Nobody else?
Hey, man, I made that motherfucker hang up the talk show or come off the motherfucking mute.
What the fuck would I do? I ain't done shit, nigga.
Hey, man, I made that motherfucker hang up the talk show host, man. That motherfucker hung up. He done hung up the
Hello?
Goddamn show, man. Yes?
Some stupid shit. Like everybody still here? About, man.
That motherfucker hung me up there. That motherfucker must have hung me up there, motherfucker. My life,
hey,
boy, I love
you ain't even worth hanging up. Bro, promise.
Hey.
Because what I said
hey.
Is true.
Hey,
man. Bro, I ain't got
hey, man, hey, man. You
nothing,
man. Man, talk about the baby, man.
Nothing.
What your motherfucking
hey,
ass man. Doing?
That's
what you doing now? What you doing
shit,
now?
Nigga.
What you talk about now,
doing
motherfucker?
Shit.
Hey, man, are you playing with
shit.
Sit your punk ass on the porch to keep hosting
hey,
the show then?
Hey, man.
The
hey,
keep on hosting the show, man.
Nothing,
hey, man.
You just
now, I never said you were less of a man. I
bro,
said if you ain't
then.
Shit,
I
then I'll be tired
you
did.
I'll
be tired your motherfucking ass.
For 20 years. So what? You,
yeah,
you
I've been retired your ass. What put it there?
Fuck you mean?
Yeah, well, okay. Well, the last one, motherfucker, that who won? You only as good as your last ass whooping, motherfucker. Motherfucker,
one
who had won last year? Okay,
hey,
then we gonna go
one.
With your 1-1. What have you done then?
You know
what,
wait,
okay,
a minute,
then.
Wait,
let's break the tie then. Let's break the tie.
So you said that I didn't fuck you up?
No, you didn't.
We in first carryo.
Don't you remember, hey man.
Okay,
didn't you hear us earlier? Didn't you hear us earlier? Motherfucker, you as good as your last showing, motherfucker. What happened at your last showing?
Bro,
what happened at your last showing? No, bro, my ass. I got amnesia then. I know that. I know that the last time that your punk ass raped me, I beat your ass. And I will continue to beat your ass if I ever touch you in a car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, nigga, you remember
okay.
I fucked you, nigga.
I don't remember, man. Hey, man, let me
your losses out of your
I don't
mind,
remember,
right?
Motherfucker, I don't remember
I
the last
what,
time.
Okay,
so
okay,
I don't remember the last time I ate.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to eating again, motherfucker. Get your ass down again, and I'm going to beat your ass again.
Let me ask you this, D. You know what?
Yes, sir.
This is what I can say.
Yes, sir.
This is what I can say.
Yes, sir.
You do remember.
Yes, sir.
For the first week, I came to your shop, right?
Man, all
oh,
that shit.
Man.
I remember.
Man,
I remember.
Okay,
I beat the beat because I'm trying to tell you what I remember.
I remember
the last time that me and you lined up.
Uh-huh.
I beat the shit out of your ass and you ain't
and
raised
you did.
Shit. The fuck I'm talking about? About
you
whooping me, motherfucker.
Hey,
I don't remember. Hey, man,
do you
know what I remember? Listen. Do you know what I remember? I remember the last time that I ran Zay, bitch ass. I ran, Liddy. He won his money and won that race. And I want to beat his ass again. Get like you want to beat me again, motherfucker, so I can beat your ass.
Hey, man, stop lying, man. Stop your lying.
I don't know what I can't get about. Hell, motherfucker.
Nigga, I'm out right now in my Nova, nigga. Come on now. I got my pretty car right now. Where you at, Terrio?
Man, y'all put your clown on this phone, man.
Hey, man,
what's that?
Nigga, you the clown, nigga.
Welcome.
Oh, man, you got a lot of nerve to call somebody a clown, nigga.
Welcome, hold it. Let me hear what Jeremiah said, please. Please let me hear what Jeremiah said.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, Terrio. Only reason why I don't believe what you're saying, you can believe it in your heart, but the reason why I don't believe what you're saying is like this, Terrio. If I know I got a payday sitting waiting for me down in Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta, Georgia is 10 hours away, man, I'm going to gas this dually up. I'm going to make sure my tires is pumping.
That's you, man. That's you, motherfucker. I'm not a traveler around the world.
Terrio,
where the fuck did you whoop my ass?
Terrio,
if you whoop my ass here, hold it. If you whoop my ass in Chicago, keep continuing to whoop my ass in Chicago, man. I'm not going to follow you around to get that pussy. Hold it. Listen, man. I'm going to tell you again. If the bitch gave me some pussy here, I'm not getting ready to follow that bitch around the world to get that pussy again. She bring it back home. I want to fuck her again. So if this boy beat me at home, beat my ass at home again. Continue to beat me at home again. The pussy ain't that good. I don't travel. What the fuck have you ever known me to fucking constantly travel to go, man, is you crazy? You beat my ass here. Continue to beat my ass here. If I'm that sweet and I'm that good, man, that motherfucker's sweet as a motherfucker. And guess what? Jeremiah, I'm driving my own goddamn car. So beat my ass here. The motherfucker at one point said, man, the only trace of my new home track is the Grove. I told that motherfucker I'd beat his ass at the Grove. All of a sudden, I don't race at the Grove no more. You got my car bougie. I got to go out of town to race. I'm bougie. Man, that's bullshit, man. If you can beat my ass here, beat my ass here.
Seven times since he fucked you up. He done raced 7 motherfucking times. He's the only one that
okay,
ain't
raced. Okay, but he haven't raced here at Chicago. He ain't raced in Chicago.
He don't need you, nigga. You still haven't raced
okay, well, that's
America.
Good shit. Okay, that's good. Yes, I am. But I'm still want to give you the motherfucking
man. It ain't just about somebody that they want to be in
their
limelight.
Amen.
Don't care nothing about you.
Amen. Hey, man, I don't give a fuck about them. I'm having a ball with life. But if he ever get out there, if that motherfucker ever run at 41 or the Grove, I'm going to run. And the man could beat my ass again. And my man could beat my ass again. If it's that good. Jeremiah, get in your goddamn car. Send a motherfucker up there in your car. Beat that ass at 41 or the Grove. It ain't personal. I think I can win, motherfucker. I'm looking for some action, man. I had two goddamn races this year. Vaughn and motherfucking Raylo. Ain't no motherfucking trying to get in the paint. Get your motherfucking ass in the paint. I told Scotty to get his ass in the paint.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
I told Scotty to get his ass in the paint.
I'm gonna say, hey, Terry, I'm gonna say this, man. With your
What's
car on Nitrous, man, there is not even a spot I could think of that would even make sense. But Terry,
okay, then that we ain't racing. Okay.
Hey, but listen, Terry.
Why would I do that?
I'm gonna tell you. No, I'm just gonna say this because this.
Why would I do that? It ain't gonna happen.
This is something that
it ain't gonna happen,
listen, man.
It ain't
I'm
gonna happen.
This is something that was said to me before. Okay.
But it's not gonna happen. So you
but
wasting your break.
I give you.
I didn't put. Hold it. I didn't put it on the unhook it.
So Terry,
I didn't put that shit on to take it off.
How would you? Okay, so for my little street regal. It's almost 36.
Your little street regal, man.
Man, I have a bunch of weight. Terrio.
What kind of spot would
you get in my
car? Terrio. Hey, man, what kind of motor you got in your car? Small block? I'm going to beat your ass.
Small block.
I'm going to beat your ass.
I got okay, so let me tell you, Terrio.
I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to beat your ass.
You're right. Okay, Terrio, you are.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Terrio. Hey,
Terrio.
I bet you won't do that to me.
Hey, motherfucker. Your motherfucker Camaro, I will beat
you
your ass
me,
head
Terrio.
Up. Your Camaro, I will beat your ass head the fuck up. You nothing, motherfucker.
You can't. Now, you give me what you're saying,
me, motherfucker. You're
right.
A pissy motherfucker.
I ain't
got
no baby. I ain't got
to drive me.
You give me what you told me to the ex-nipper, and I'm going to assassinate you.
Okay. Yeah, man. Hey, man, I don't even want to talk to your pissy-ass motherfucker. The way a DP is,
man, you know what? You come straight out of book.
Talking about that bullshit.
Man, you know what?
Your bitch-ass motherfucker.
You
go on the ground put on
talk,
some defense. Motherfucker,
you
put on some defense, motherfucker. Go put on some defense,
you
bitch, motherfucker.
That's what you do,
motherfucker. Go put on some defense. Put on some defense, motherfucker. Your ass rolling around. Your ass walking around the track. You pissed on your bitch ass. You bitch, motherfucker.
I said you had to try,
motherfucker. Put on some defense.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do to you?
You
I'm gonna
pee on yourself again, you bitch, motherfucker.
Nothing,
how in a motherfucker you call yourself a rich motherfucker and you piss on yourself?
Shut
you
your
pissy
mouth,
old
up,
ass
punk.
Man. Put on some depends,
you
bitch,
in,
motherfucker.
Punk.
You bitch, motherfucker. Put on some depends with your bitch ass. Your ass walking around the track, peeing on yourself. You bitch, motherfucker.
Your
ass walking around the track. A grown ass 60-year-old man walking around the house, the track, peeing on your goddamn self, smelling like piss.
Yeah, okay.
You bitch, all motherfucker. All right,
man.
Change your defense, bitch. Change your defense.
That's
the truth. That's the truth, motherfucker. I ain't lying.
I tell you what.
I ain't lying,
you
pissy old ass man.
I tell you what.
You pissy old motherfucker.
You get up there, I'm going to make you piss on yourself.
Yeah, that's okay. I tell you what. That's okay.
You pissy before I am, nigga. Remember that,
ass man. You was a goddamn are you going to lie and say that you didn't piss on yourself at the track? And walking around
no,
the motherfucker smelling like a kid of piss.
You
the goddamn
lie. What if that's what you say, nigga?
What?
If I pissed on my
plane,
then you should have came over there and wiped it up for the trick that you
I
is, nigga.
I laugh at your bitch old ass.
You
bitch old ass
motherfucker. You know what?
You bitch old
motherfucker. I'm going to make sure I piss on you.
Yeah.
I should have pissed on you, nigga.
I
should have pissed on the ground, nigga.
Hey, guess what? You wouldn't have peed on yourself,
nigga. That's what
these nuts
in your mouth, nigga. That's what
that's
you
okay.
guess,
that's okay.
on.
Yes,
that's
son,
what
you
guess,
nigga. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm done, you bitch old ass motherfucker. You's a pissy old ass man, motherfucker. Next time,
hey,
bring the defense to the track with your old ass.
Hey, nigga, you just mad because I didn't piss on you, nigga.
That's okay. That's okay.
When I see you,
should
I see you, nigga? I'm going to piss on you. I'm going to piss on you, nigga. That's what I'm going to do.
And guess what? I'm going to shit on your
nigga.
Old ass, motherfucker.
Nigga,
I'm going to shit on your old ass
you
to walk around.
Yeah,
from,
okay, nigga.
Yeah, motherfucker. I'm going to shit on your bitch
what
ass.
You ask for
motherfucker.
Now. Be
you
careful gonna, what
you
ask
bitch
for,
ass
nigga.
Old man. Listen, motherfucker. You going to
be
a shitty, pissy old man.
Be careful what you ask for, nigga.
Hey, bitch ass old man.
I'm
going to shit on
your
ass. I'm
going to
shit on you. Motherfucker,
yeah,
I'm gonna shit on your ass and your ass gonna be a shitty, pissy old ass nigga.
I bet you don't, nigga.
You bitch ass motherfucker.
You give me that, you give me the bus, nigga. I bet you won't. I'm gonna bet
you
another 5,000
okay.
I gap you, nigga.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm gonna bet you 5,000 I gap you.
Wait on the bus, motherfucker. Wait on the bus. Wait on the bus, you. You went on the bus. Yeah, okay, you picked your old ass, motherfucker. I'm going to give you a combo, motherfucker. I'm going to give you a, yeah. I'm going to give you some. I'm going to shit on your bitch ass.
You just better stay in bitch your lane, doo-doo.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to be all that, Terrio. Next time I see you, I'm going to piss on you.
Now,
I'm gonna piss on you,
and
man.
I'm gonna shit on you.
I'm mad.
I'm gonna shit on your old ass.
I'm
gonna shit on your bitch
on you, nigga.
And guess what? I'm gonna shit in your face, you old bitch, old
motherfucker.
Okay.
That's your next job, nigga.
Okay.
Where you at right
okay.
now, nigga? I'm coming where you at right now, nigga. I'm on the scrap of my way right now, nigga.
Okay.
Where you at?
Okay.
I don't believe you can do all that, nigga.
Okay.
You eat.
You better eat your last meal, nigga. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How you finish now, you bitch old ass motherfucker?
I got
the
whatever, nigga. Get up there, nigga.
I'm
going to show you what I do to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you what I'm going to do to a young punk like you.
Yeah, okay.
Talk about you retired folks and all this.
Man.
You ain't did nothing, nigga. Stop trying to lay there and make you hit the wall, nigga. You had dizzy in the head, like you forgot about that,
what?
Nigga.
Guess what? I came back. I'm still playing in the game, old man. Do your job, man. Open up these mics, motherfucker. You ain't no more. You ain't retired, nigga. Your ass is a commentator now. Your ass like Charles Oakley and motherfucking Shaq. You a commentator now,
man.
Motherfucker. Open up these guys.
You ain't nothing. Keep it straight, bro. Talk about what you did. You ain't did nothing, nigga.
Open up these mics, motherfucker.
You ain't talking about nothing, man. Okay. Shaky ass should have stayed his ass on mute, motherfucker. I remember my last motherfucker.
Once you get ready to get killed, hey, shake it. I told Scotty, he already know I told him I was going
to
beat his ass at 41.
I'm
telling this motherfucker right now, that bitch get at 41, I'm going to beat his ass or get my ass beat. Motherfucker, it ain't no motherfucking secret. Motherfucker, put your heroes on the phone, motherfucker. Ain't no fucking secret. I tried to beat his ass. Get the face out there, boy. Stop letting this fall, nigga. Jamaica, I tried to beat his ass a couple times at 41, and he wouldn't go, motherfucker. Ain't no fucking truth. Yeah, you motherfucking right, because the truth hurts, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about? You can't beat yourself, nigga.
I'm going to
keep on racing, though. That's okay. I'm gonna keep on racing. I'm not pissing on myself.
You're the goofball. I'm not pissing on myself. Your new name from the night on is 9 plus 10, nigga. Okay.
That's your new name, nigga. Okay. Jamaica, find another opponent for my motherfucking ass, motherfucker.
Hey.
Get my ass.
Yes, you got a copy of every category that you or anybody from the website. With one team. I bet you they ain't running that 41 on the Grove.
Okay, but they're
only
not running that 41 on the Grove.
Got a copy of your category, bro.
Running that 41, and I'm not getting ready. Hey, look here, sir. I'm not getting ready to get into you new schoolers, motherfuckers, action of winning
nigga,
national.
I don't play that shit.
That right now, you're saying what you're going
to
do next year. okay, I will wait till next year.
Well, that's
next year's ready. Call me out.
We're
yeah,
not,
well, I ain't trying all that shit about all that shit about we got a coffee in the category. It's wintertime now. You was just saying that this summer, motherfucker. You was just saying
well,
all the
well,
about
man,
every
nigga,
car. You,
nigga, you kept bagging up, nigga.
You
kept bagging up.
How? How?
You came out at the
party.
You said you came out at the giddy up, nigga, today. If I drive, that's what you said.
Jamaica, you wasn't talking about all these cars this summer that you got for every category.
Well, I mean, Terrio, the car was still there. The car that was working the bulls out. This car, my car been ready, Terrio. I was, it wasn't my job.
You said every car for every category in Chicago. You
said
just now, you said, yo, you said y'all got a car for every category in Chicago. You was just saying that shit this summer, motherfucker.
Okay, so watch this. So then this summer, we had two cars. Okay, so let me say this, Terrio. So let me say this. We had two cars this year that would have swept. We got one car, which was Zay car, which would have swept his category, probably the next category up for this year. Then we got my car that's a street car that would have pretty much swept the category. The only car that I would have even remotely thought twice about would have been either Mike Verdino's Turbo Mustang or Vaughn's or Yak's Monte Carlo. Other than that, it wasn't not a nail, not a one of y'all I was worried about this year with a car that looked like mine. Not one. And the energy will remain the same next year.
Oh,
not
okay.
One, man.
All this shit that you wasn't trying to, oh, man. I can't even compliment you on what you're saying. Because that motherfucker, how many times did you run it this year? How many times did
matter,
you race it this year?
It don't matter how many times I
race.
I'm ready, Terrio.
It does
matter, bro.
How was you ready, and it was a lot of cars out here to race you?
Terrio, me and you had – okay, so let me say this, Terrio. I'm going to start off by saying this. I guarantee me and you probably had the same amount of races this year because I don't really remember seeing your car out more than once, maybe twice, right? Now, I could be wrong.
Let me explain something to you. I don't go to the track just to go, motherfucker. Lock me in.
Right, okay,
let me know
so
I'm on the race
or
that. Or so the times you saw me at the track, three times, every fucking time I was locked in. I don't go
okay,
for just
you was
to fucking
locked,
go.
You was locked in, but guess what? You didn't go when you were supposed to race. You didn't go when you were supposed to race that Monte Carlo. When you were supposed to race that car, you didn't go. So why are you talking? That's
I broke on the line.
Nigga, that's right.
That's three times. That's three times, sir. Let me refresh your memory. I ran Raylo. I ran Yak car at 41, and then the third time I was out there at the Grove to run Yak in the car broke. So what the fuck are you talking about? And each time I was locked in.
Why are you racing no more? Why are you racing no more?
Why come I ain't racing no more?
You have plenty of opportunities. Yeah, plenty of motherfuckers.
I was trying to. That they was going out of town to race. That they kept putting me on the back burner. That they gave me this new school shit. That they kept, hey. But I was racing them. That they gave me that shit with these new schoolers there. You got to wear that ass whooping. I don't wear no motherfucking ass whooping. If I think I can beat your ass, motherfucker, I'm going to beat your ass every goddamn day. The fuck you talking about? That there what come you retired, motherfucker, because once I beat your ass with that funny ass, you couldn't believe an old-ass chicken fire motherfucker I beat your ass. I sent you out of town, motherfucker. I made you go to Brazil, motherfucker. I made you go to Brazil. You ain't raised. I made you disassemble that motherfucker. What are you talking about? Who did you race him? Come on, man. Your ass love this shit, man. Your ass is shade. Hey, man. Shaky.
What, man?
Stick to commentating, motherfucker. Open up these mics, man. Open up some other mics, man. That's your new job. You ain't no motherfucking racer now.
That's what I do.
Get the fuck up and open up some more mics.
Hey, man, get your punk
you
ain't, up
you
off
ain't,
man. You ain't no racer.
You ain't open no motherfucking
mics. Give me that bus, nigga.
Motherfucking Shaky, open up some more mics.
6,000, whatever you want to put, nigga.
You crying.
Open up
crying.
Some more mics, Shaky.
Nigga, I
open up
crying.
Some more mics. Motherfucker, open up some more mics, Shaky.
Itself, nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
You 50 old ass motherfucker. You're 50 old motherfucker. To go put on a DPN, motherfucker.
Hell,
motherfucker,
you,
it's your bedtime, motherfucker. Put on some diaper ass powder in your pen, you
thank
old pissy
okay,
motherfucker.
I got some diaper ass for your rusty butt, boy. I got some. I know what you talking.
Come on, Kevin. We're doing
just
like
talking
that,
out
man.
Your
come
neck,
on.
Man.
That nigga just talking, man. That motherfucker don't know what the fuck he's talking about as far as my life is concerned.
That motherfucker,
ooh,
I know good and goddamn well that motherfucker, I know Cadillac pissed on himself at the track, and that old pissy motherfucker was walking around the goddamn track with a piss stain in his motherfucking pants.
Hey,
you
hey,
bitch old ass motherfucker.
If I was, you should have wiped it down, nigga. No, who you
yeah,
think you
yeah,
talking
yeah,
to,
I laughed at your dumb ass.
You the
whole
ass pissed on
dumb
your
ass.
Breath,
old ass motherfucker. Old ass pissy motherfucker. Shut your old ass up and put on some diaper ass, motherfucker.
Give me that bus. Give me the bus, nigga. That's all you got to do. Give me the bus.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm a drive. I bet you won't.
Oh. Okay, he finished now. Damn. Woo, that was something else.
I don't know why you scared, nigga. You better get out. You better get out, nigga. You know what time it is to come with me, nigga. I'm going to make you call my name in the middle of the night, nigga. Because I'm going to be your nightmare, nigga.
The Winter Nationals is in full effect.
Yeah, get that shit out. This nigga Twiggy is talking same shit. I retired you. Yeah, nigga. That nigga so fucking short as shit.
I'm back. What I said.
Old pissy ass Cadillac on this motherfucker talking shit. Your motherfucker.
Hey,
I said, hey, man.
Hey, Shatter. Hey, Sam. Huh. You got motherfucking Shaky doing a motherfucking Charles. That Charles. You got that motherfucker. I can't even think of his name now. You got that motherfucker doing Charles Barkley job and Chef job. He a commentator now. He thinking about when he used to race now. That's old motherfucker.
Hey, man,
tell that motherfucker to open up some more mic. Terrio,
let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did y'all answer the question?
Yes.
Did you ever answer the question y'all was when I left? Y'all was you was
what's
you
that?
Was saying
nope.
That
nope.
That a race
nope.
don't count if something you don't lose, you just win some money. Did y'all finish that?
Hey man, now everybody got their opinion. This is what I'm saying. If me and you racing, and you red light before the tree activate, and I ain't got to make a pass, you won the race technically and some money, but you didn't beat
that
my
ain't
ass,
what you
man,
said at first,
Terrio.
Now you changing it. You didn't say that at first.
I'm saying I'm gonna say it again. No. I was saying it all along. You didn't beat me. I never said you. I said you didn't beat me. But we're racing.
Okay, hold on.
So
stop
to
right
win
there,
the
Terrio.
Money, you had to win the race. You
okay,
had to win the
right
race.
There. Now,
but you didn't beat my ass.
I left off on that. Hold on. I left off on that, and then I heard you say about getting back up there. It was something about getting back up there. It was talking about.
There you go.
If you lose. Something about
so if you lose in that matter.
No.
If you
no,
lose
no.
in
heard,
this matter.
Wait. Skin said, hold on, Flop. Skin has said, I heard Skin say, okay, if that's
how
the case.
How you
going
to holler? Hold on. You've been gone for 45 minutes.
Okay.
I'm just saying what I'm
saying. Let me hear you. Let me hear you.
Now you're going to put us back. you're going to subject us to the same bullshit we've been listening to.
Oh, okay. No, I'm no,
sorry.
No, no. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Hey, Flop. The only reason why I want to ask you, only reason why come I want to ask you, if you're getting ready to fight, and before a punch is thrown, I got disqualified. You won the fight, but you didn't beat my ass, man. You won the fight,
yes, I did.
But they disqualified.
Yes, I did.
You didn't beat my ass, man.
Hold on, man.
Did you crazy as hell?
Hey, Terrio.
Did you crazy as hell? Yes, sir.
Hold on, Terrio. So in
yes,
that
sir.
Same scenario, that same that you just used, you lost technically. I mean, you the fight is over. So why wouldn't you get up there and fight him again? Why wouldn't you get up there and fight him again? Why would you say, well, if I think I can beat him, I'll fight him again? Why wouldn't you automatically get up there and fight him again? Because he didn't win. It was a technical,
Shannon, you're
why would you say that?
Part.
Listen to my question, Terrio, before you answer.
Listen, I'm getting ready to ask you. Shannon, technically what you're taking in part is that a motherfucker think he can win. You had to think you could win to get in the ring, man.
In the beginning.
The
right.
Part,
okay, stop right
take
there.
Away. Right.
Stop, take the deep part away.
Stop. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm
go
saying.
Ahead.
So you're not going to say nothing about if I think I can win. You're going to get right back up there and
the
ring with him and fight him now, right?
I just said, take the thing part away. I shouldn't have never said I think I can win because I thought I could win the first time. So in order for you to run the second time, you got to think you can win the second time. So take the thing part away.
That's why I left off at.
So that's what came in the point.
So you said Skin was right then.
The thing part should have never said this.
Yes.
Shannon. The thing part should have never said. Shannon. Listen, Shannon. The main line is that what threw the whole thing off, Shannon?
Huh?
Shannon and Flop. What through the whole conversation in the left field is because I said the word think. I should have never said the word think. But the think part comes, if I think I can whoop Flop ass, I'm going to get up there to run him. If Flop win, I'm going to think I can win again. But I shouldn't have never said the word think. I'm going to run him again.
Okay.
I should have said, okay. I shouldn't have. The think is the what threw the whole thing off. But the think is the element that got you running or doing anything. You think you can whoop a motherfucker ass, you're going to get in the ring with him. If you get your ass whooped, you ain't going to get back in the ring with him. But if a motherfucker win on a disqualification,
you
lost the fight.
Jeremiah
talking shit. Why won't I give you the break? I'm going to beat your ass. Okay, but what did you do to earn the break?
I started off listening to you. Oh, man, come on, man.
Hey, man, well, that's a personal problem at this time in life, motherfucker, to get where I'm at or leave me the fuck alone.
Well, you got to get
where I'm at there.
Bullshit.
All right, motherfucker,
to get where I'm at. But then
that is the game of the game.
But then you admit the name of the game is to win money. So
it is to win money.
In technicality terms,
yes, you beat my ass. I lost the race. But you didn't have to earn it, man. Every day, motherfucker, that you working for
I
the city, that do you
it.
Do you got to earn? Oh, man. Okay. Okay.
I
okay.
Did earn it. Just my
okay.
presence of
okay.
to be there
okay.
To get
okay.
Me paid.
Okay. Okay. If that's how you look at it, beautiful day. It's a beautiful day at Mr. Rogers Park, man. Okay, that's your opinion. That's the good thing about this life. Everybody has opinions. If we all agreed the same shit, we'd be a fucked up motherfucking race. So in the meantime, get your punk ass up here and I will beat the shit out of your ass,
nope,
motherfucker.
That's another problem. You won't leave your own backyard.
No, I'm not. I never have. I left one time and went to Ohio. I didn't like the outcome of it.
Hey,
it's too long of a drive.
Man,
come on, man. Why come? Because you ain't gonna come to Chicago. Then
yeah,
you talking about where? Hold it. You talking about where? Hold it. You talking about hold it? Hold it. Are you telling me? Okay. But are you telling me? Okay. Yes, sir. But hold it. Hold it. You talking about where I won't come? That you talking about where I won't come? But you won't come to Chicago. If you did, Jeremiah was gonna beat your ass. But
man,
you wouldn't come.
Chicago. I'm scared.
Okay. I don't know anything about you being scared of Chicago because that you've been here. So, but
mm-mm.
You motherfuckers,
you
hey, man, I'm going to tell you again, man. You motherfuckers, y'all want motherfuckers to come to y'all hometown trash, but y'all don't want to support where you came from, man. That's crazy as hell.
You want to dead?
Why not?
Come on, baby.
No, I don't. Hold it. Hey, man, if a motherfucker beat my ass in Chicago once, you should be able to beat my ass in Chicago twice, three times, four times, five times. I should have to go around the world. Man, that's what gets me fucked up. Motherfuckers that's racing go all the way to somebody else's track once you could have did that shit at home, man. That's crazy as hell, man.
Man, you don't tell. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do, man. Just worry about your
but
shit,
but that's my
man.
Opinion.
Okay,
that's
so
my
man,
opinion.
Everybody got their own shit.
Oh, man.
Do.
You a commentator. You ain't racing no motherfucker. You ain't running no goddamn way. Shaky. You ain't running nowhere. You ain't running in nowhere, motherfucker.
Bro,
you doing is wish racing, motherfucker. You wishing that you were still in the game, motherfucker. You wish racing. I know that. You a good commentator. You a good commentator. Evidently that you wasn't because
thank
if you came
you,
up,
man.
you brought your ass off mute. Evidently you wasn't happy an hour ago, motherfucker. You hung me up.
I wasn't happy. I just wanted to tell you, nigga, how I felt. And what I said.
Your ass,
and then what you surprised me with
was
some
hood. The hell he did.
You don't remember
I did retire.
I cannot believe
I retired you, man. Hey, man.
Whatever you want to think,
hey, man.
Brother.
Listen to that.
Whatever
sister.
You want to
I'm going to take
man.
You back.
What,
I'm going to take you back
bro.
To this old school. I'm going to take you back to this old school pretty-ass woman. I'm going to take you back to this old school pretty-ass woman that we all grew up listening to. And she made a beautiful record. What have your ass done lately, motherfucker? What have you done lately? You a commentator, motherfucker. You open these goddamn mics. Your ass son for Sam when he ain't around.
I
did. Well, stay in your goddamn place, motherfucker, before I make change.
So what's
your ass.
Next?
Thank you.
What's next?
Huh? Who that wasn't that? The come
make
to my next race to watch me whoop some ass. The motherfucker come to my motherfucker
watch.
Race. That my
watch.
Next race to watch me. And let me watch whoop another motherfucking ass or get whooped.
I've been watching you for
thank
doing
you.
A good job for years.
Thank you.
Since you fucking certain motherfuckers and they beat
you.
Your motherfucking ass,
thank
you still
you.
Be running
that's
around
okay.
talking
and
about
I
you won't.
Get back out there.
But you,
and I
you gotta
get back
have
out
it your
way.
Hey, I got one thing
hey,
to say, Darkness.
Hey,
I bet you won't run that yellow car.
Hey.
I bet you won't run that yellow car, punk.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, man. I'm not doing this shit with your old ass motherfucker. You too old. They're too old for this winning national shit, motherfucker. Wait till next year and ask me that, you dumb old pissy motherfucker. To go change your diaper, motherfucker. To go change your DPN, you bitch old ass man. And put on some diaper rash so you don't get a rash this time, bitch old ass man. That's what you go do, motherfucker. Talking about won't run the yellow car and this motherfucker talking about snowing tomorrow. You bitch old ass man. Take your ass to sleep, man. You shouldn't even be on the mic. Motherfucker, pissy old ass motherfucker walking around the goddamn track pissing on your goddamn self. Shit. Dumb ass old man.
Okay.
Hey, Shannon. Where's Shannon at? Hey, Flop. Hey, Flop. Hey, Flop. Can I ask you a question, Flop? Hey, Flop. And Scott, let me ask you a question, man. Oh, man,
go ahead.
You ask me? No, I want them to respond. I want to ask. Hey, let me ask you a question there, Shaky. If me and you playing pool and I break and I hit the ball, the eight ball in the pocket on the break, did you whoop me?
Yes, I beat your ass.
How you beat my ass, man?
Because if we gambling, you paying me.
Yes, I agree with that. I asked you a question. Did you whoop me? Did you whoop me in that pool game?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man, your ass. And you tell me that you was a school teacher. Damn. I'm going to leave that alone.
I don't want to say nothing to affect your price in like Pumpkins that. Place.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I'm just saying, man, how the fuck did you whoop me and I whoop myself? You won the game and you got paid. You didn't even have to motherfucking shoot at a ball.
You got hit.
You ain't had to shoot at a ball.
Head, huh? Man,
no, I'm just saying this, it's the true fact. How the true fact. Me and you playing pool. I break. I hit the ball. The eight ball go in the pocket. You didn't even have to shoot at no balls. You won this.
So what?
So you won the game. Right.
You
right.
Lost.
You won the game. Yes, I did lose.
It don't make no difference.
Oh, man, because
you
didn't whoop me. Oh, man, you crazy as hell. It ain't a stipulation, man. Your ass is crazy. Hey, man.
You the only motherfucker in the world got to say, you lost, but I lost like this. But I didn't really lose because I lost like this.
Yeah.
But any other motherfucking battle,
because I'm
going to
play you again. Because, no, I said I lost.
You ain't gonna
but
play
I'm going to play
you
a motherfucker ass
game.
Hey, man.
Oh,
hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. We'll get you another car.
You feel you done got your nerves up or got your shit right.
Hey,
man.
Hey, what you do is get you another car. Okay, then, man. We'll get you another car.
Okay,
Richard.
Man. Okay,
man.
Bro.
So I can beat
okay,
your ass.
I understand,
thank you.
Bro. I understand.
Thank you. Okay.
There's a lot of other motherfuckers.
Thank you.
You can raise all my friends. I know everybody.
Okay. Okay. It ain't the same as whooping you though.
Winning is winning, ain't it? You don't care who you race, as long as you want some work.
No, I don't. I don't. But I got extra enjoyment retiring your ass.
Man, you ain't retired me, brother. I keep telling you that. Why you be talking like that, man?
When you win, you can tell your story any way you want. If you show up at the basketball game with three players and it requires five to play and they forfeit you, I still beat your ass.
Okay, well, guess what? The last time I raised Shaky, I beat his motherfucking ass and he ain't been back out since.
You're right. I ain't got nothing to say about it. You right.
But he said that, Terrio.
So I retired him.
Man, there's other shit in my life besides racing, nigga.
You must have missed the car when you said you had a street car.
You still doing the same shit. The same shit, nigga. 20 motherfucking years later.
And good at it.
No, the only thing you're good at is your restaurant. That's a good thing. And that's something that I can share that you have. Okay. But that other shit.
Guess what?
Get your ass out of here.
Guess what?
You ain't winning every time, motherfucker.
You can't whoop me. You can't whoop me,
yeah, I bet you I will. I bet you you got some shit like mine, but goddamn. You ain't got no shit like mine. Come on, stop playing, man. That motherfucker ain't done nothing in 20 years. You come out here, you really flying. I'm going to fuck you up. I know you is.
I will.
You is. I got some friends, though. You ain't going to fuck them up.
Who?
Now, what you want to say about that?
Put them on me.
The niggas I had with.
Put them on me. Put them on me.
Put some bitches on me. Motherfucker, I got him. When you
want to
do something, but you
got to
go somewhere.
There you go. Come here, man. Hey, man. Shake you. You old school. We don't do the winning national shit. We don't do the winning national shit. Next year, bring your friends.
They down there racing.
Next year.
What you mean?
Next year, bring your friends to 41. Please.
Man, stop playing. My friend's been there all the time, motherfucker. You see, I'm right there with him.
What make you think you deserve somebody to come to 41 to race you?
Because if that's where I race at. That's where he race at. That's where Shaky race at.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
That's there where he was. That's the only place he erased at. Mm-hmm.
I'll blow your ass out if you come race me at Memphis. Oh, I forgot it's closed, but that's the only place I'm gonna race you.
Okay. Okay. You won. Okay.
Hold on. I just won some money, or did I beat your ass?
We ain't race. You ain't winning either. Bob, today was a good day. I get to talk to you motherfuckers. I made Shaky cut me off and shit. My dad
had
on.
That's what I'm going to cut you off for.
Bitch ass Cadillac got his pissy ass on here. It was a good day in Zamunda, man. It was a good night.
Hey, nigga, hold up, nigga. You put some respect on my name, punk. Put some respect on my name when you call me,
hey,
dog. If you ain't out there giving me my money, you just need to shut up.
Bitch
that's
ass.
What you need to
bitch
do,
ass.
Bro.
Bitch ass, motherfucker, what happened today? I just been to change in your
here.
Ass.
This nigga, little
hey,
fag type nigga. You want to raise somebody?
Hey, man, what happened today? I just been to change in you. Hey, man, what happened today? I just got you for changing
this,
your bitch ass.
This nigga blocking in my
shoe. This just got you for flipping your motherfucker.
You got to have a flash like to find that nigga in the daytime.
Hey, man. Hey, Pissalack, what happened? They just got you for changing your pissy ass. They just got you for changing you. Did they put
Dodgers,
the stab on you?
Hey, Dodgers, tell me why
did
they have a
they
flash like the
stab on you
today, like, nigga? Tell me why.
Hey, man.
Nigga, you talking about somebody,
hey,
you know, I don't know what you
okay.
talking about, nigga, but you keep hopping
hey,
on the nigga. I'm going to make time next time I get the piss. I'm going to find you so I can pee on you, nigga. That's what I'm
going to
do.
And I told you, I'm
going to
shit on your ass. It ain't no problem.
Well,
that's
your job.
Shit on your bitch
that's
ass.
Your job. I'm going to give you 2-for-1,
okay.
though, nigga. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to catch you just right,
okay.
fuck.
Okay,
that's okay. what you say. You better have some chicken ready, too, nigga. Do what you do best.
No problem.
And get
mm-hmm.
my money, nigga. That's what you do, punk. You
heard
what
call
I said.
Him,
you ain't
brother.
Nothing.
Hey,
did he
hey,
call
hey, old pissy ass old man. Hell yeah, that's pissy ass, man.
Yeah, okay.
You
keep talking about
Pissalack.
Yeah, okay.
He called you Pissalack.
No, that ain't talking to me. Yeah, that ain't me. Call me under something I know I ain't did.
You was a goddamn liar. You did pee on yourself.
You're another lie, sucker. You're another lie, sucker.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Where you at, darkness? Daylight. Where you at, daylight? With a flashlight. Where you at, nigga? Yeah, that's right. That's what you need to do. Get off the show, nigga. You ain't nothing.
Man, go to sleep, man.
That's right, nigga. You ain't nothing, nigga. You heard what I said. You went on nationals, nigga. Better not move, boy.
Well, flopping and the commentator shaky ass. I want to talk to them, man. You ain't talking about shit, man.
Hey, man, I want you to give me that bus you told me. That's what I want you to do. You said you're going to give me that
we gonna,
that's
hey,
all I want.
Hey. You
mm-hmm.
got it. If both cars
mm-hmm.
leave, it's a... You got it if both cars leave, it's a race, right?
No.
You
going to
drive
no,
both
no,
cars
I have
leave,
to leave.
Race.
I have to leave before
I know.
You.
I know. I know.
Yeah,
we ain't got
yeah that's what I'm talking about.
No. No, no, no. We go, we go
no,
old
no,
school.
No, no, no,
that,
no.
That, we too old,
old school,
my brother.
Nigga.
We going old
nigga,
school.
Nigga, I ain't
right,
doing
we'll
nothing old school. I'm bringing the new jack
okay,
to the
we'll
table,
your bitch
nigga.
Ass up.
No, I got your
we'll
feet,
it,
nigga.
Well,
put it out there, nigga.
Put a new jack in your car. To
put
a new jack car.
I'm going to tell you what. Open your mouth, nigga. I'm going
to put a new jack in your car.
Only one, nigga. I'm
going to
piss in your mouth, nigga. A garbage disposal. There's one thing I say, you can do one thing, garbage. You can do some cooking. That's all I can say, and I'm out this piece, nigga. Bye.
About it.
Any right here? Who won the race in Florida? Who won the races in Florida?
Anybody live? Anybody got a live feed going on?